From crawl spaces to vaulted attics, he's seen it all, and he's giving you his advice free of charge. It's a beautiful thing. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Oh, Gary, let that roll. That sounds good. Helping you through your beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. It's Rosie on the House. We're here with Jeff Carmichael from Rheus talking about air conditioning just now. And we covered in the first segment the number one thing we see more often than not right here in the middle of the cooling system is problems with the condensate lines. And the fact that generally the service calls he's seeing right now are primarily the people that didn't call him for the spring tune-up before the cooling season started. We're going to go to the second most common problem, but I want to take a couple calls first because people are loading up in here, and let's visit with them. If you'd like to talk, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Let's run up to Prescott Valley and welcome Fred into the conversation. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. How are you doing? This is the first time I've called you in about 2 years.
Well, I'm glad you did. I bet you're having a beautiful morning up there. I was up there Wednesday night for the lightning storm. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, no, it's calmed down a little bit now. Hey, listen, I got a 2.5 ton up on the roof. And in order to keep check on whether it's running properly or not, it ranges at the vent temperature, ranges anywhere from 52 to sometimes as high as 65. When the temperature goes all the way up, like say 100 degrees, that vent temperature is going to drop, or it's going to rise, isn't it?
Are you talking about the air coming out of the actual registers themselves?
Yeah, right. I got one of those digital thermometers. And
yeah.
I keep checking it every once in a while to make sure it's working efficiently, you know. And I remember one time it was almost 100 degrees, and I didn't see the 52,
right.
55 temperature. I saw about 70. Is that normal then?
That's a loaded question. It will. Your air conditioning system will struggle to keep up with the demand of the heat. So the air coming out of your registers, that is normal, that it won't blow as cold as that temperature rises. Air conditioning is typically designed when we size a unit to blow, to keep your house at 78 degrees on 110 degree temperature, outdoor temperature. So
yeah.
I wouldn't want to say, you know, we would really have to check the system out to tell you if there is something wrong there. You could have something wrong, but it isn't abnormal for the system to have to blow a little bit warmer to keep up.
Now, Fred,
when I saw it, climbed to the higher ones, I thought maybe it was getting low because I did have a slow leak in that thing, a real, real slow leak a long time ago, and I threw a pound of sealer in there, and it seems to have straightened it out. Is sealer, you know, is that stuff okay, or is that bad news?
That's kind of the last leg effort. So
yeah,
you throw the we would only throw the sealant in if we're really trying to get somebody through maybe a month or 2 months until they're ready to invest into the new system.
Oh, it doesn't last then. In other words, when you put that sealer in, it only works for a while and
correct.
Then it comes back again.
Correct.
Now listen, Fred, when you're self-diagnosing your air conditioning, and you've got that thermal imaging gun and you're registering the air coming out of the supply registers?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I want you to walk over to the return register and get a temperature reading there.
Yeah.
If you've got a split of about 18, 19, 20 degrees,
yep.
It tells you your equipment's running about right. When you start getting a much bigger split than that, then that's probably an indication maybe your little leak has come back.
Right.
I took that into consideration. I do take both temperatures. That's true.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right. One last question before I go. See how good you are. When you have a 20 amp draw on your amp probe on each side, you know, the 240, does that mean the total unit is drawing 20 or is it drawing 40? What are you getting billed for? Just 20, right?
Just 20.
Just 20, Fred.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I forgot my electronics years and years ago. I knew that answer, but
so,
I'm getting senile.
So, yeah. Well, so did we pass the test?
Okay, so. That's about all I got.
Okay, Fred. Thanks so much from beautiful Prescott Valley. Used to be called Grass Valley. Before that, it was called Antelope Valley.
It's going to be called California.
It's going to be called California Valley here pretty soon. It when I first went through Prescott Valley in about 1972, it had a smashing population of about 1,100 people.
And that gentleman that called last hour concerned about the population that can't come from California, there's a way we can flip it on him, though.
Well, he probably wants to know, well, share that with us.
There are some – California has some beautiful, beautiful country.
Okay.
Once we get over here, we just need to be buying up their land over there. Oh. And when they all get over here, we're like, see ya.
Is they're moving in here, we'll swap with them and move over there. All right, we're here with Jeff Carmichael from Rias talking about air conditioning. We've got Rick in Mesa has a particular question about a condensate line, which we were talking about earlier. But before we take Rick and to go back to condensate lines, let's talk about that capacitor. But you know what? We're not going to have time. Before break.
Uh-oh.
But that's one of the things that occasionally a homeowner will think they're going to try and fix themselves.
Yep.
Dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Real dangerous. So we're going to talk about your air conditioning capacitor when we get back. That will put you on the edge of your seat. I know it sounds a little technical, but we'll make it fun. Don't go anywhere.